That's a real question, and I don't have an answer for that. And I can tell you, even
maybe
last
they
week,
shouldn't.
Oh, they absolutely should ask that question. I think.
No, but
I mean,
is there a reason for them to trust us, given that we just lied about No Man Left Behind and we just lied about the war for four administrations? Why would anybody trust us?
Look, they shouldn't. The people that we promised that we would try to get out, we didn't even bother calling to the airport in most cases.
I wonder what that does to our credibility in the short term and the medium term and in the long term around the world. We saw what happened to the Soviets after they left throughout the Khyber Pass with their tails between their legs. 2 years later, they didn't have a country. I mean, no one trusted them ever. And I don't know who trusts us now.
Our credibility is rock bottom. And it's one thing to leave. But we did worse than that. We left American citizens, green card holders, and people that risked their lives for us behind. That's nothing short of shameful. I wouldn't trust us I wouldn't trust us if I were in their position.
Secretary Blinken says we're just going on to the next phase, that we're still going to work on that. Of course, we don't have diplomats on the ground. We don't have soldiers on the ground. We don't have anything on the ground. I mean, there may be CIA in there, but we're not allowed to know that.